This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And if you call me right now, you get to talk with Justin, who's filling in for Manny, who's filling in for Jacob. Listen, I wear my guys out. There's just no question. They're exhausted. No, it's not completely true. Well, maybe it is true, but it's not exactly the relevant issue. It turns out we'll have to grill Jacob when he comes back, which I think is next week. He's been working on a mural with his brother. We'll hopefully find out all about that kind of interesting thing. And Manny is kind of our go-to guy, and Justin is in today, just ready and able to deal with any of the questions you have. So we're ready to go. And I, of course, am, okay, I'm the ordinary one who's here all the time. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. And today is Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. Why should there be a day for... Well, never mind. All right, fair enough. It's also Macaroni Day. Mac and cheese has gotten this whole new revival. You notice that it's become gourmet food? They put truffle oil on it. When I grew up, macaroni and cheese was not one of the things I liked a lot because we had... Kraft dinner, you know. Have you ever had Kraft dinner, Justin? You know the stuff that comes in a box, and you know it has some noodles in it that you have to cook, and then it has some like orange powder that you mix, I guess, with butter and milk. I don't even remember. And basically, it tastes like cardboard. It's not terrific, with all due respect, Kraft. And we used to call it Kraft dinner, and it was. When we were kids, it was very, very, very inexpensive, so we had it a fair amount. So the first time somebody actually voluntarily ordered macaroni and cheese in a restaurant, I thought they were out of their minds. But it actually is. At the Barclay Center, they actually had a gourmet place with gourmet mac and cheese with lobster. And so there you go.
Yeah, that's very much a thing.
Yeah. If made right, it's kind of incredibly yummy. So who knew? My mom didn't. Love her dearly. Not a cook. This is a day of serious tumult in the world. What do you hear? In 1834, in New York City, there were four nights of rioting against abolitionists. And that began on this very day. On this day in 1863, the first military draft came. But even then, are you ready for this? Exemptions cost $300. So even then, it was kind of... that's a scandal as far as I'm concerned. Either everybody goes or nobody goes. And $300 then was probably, I don't know, what do we think $300 was 250 years ago? Or 150 years ago? Yeah, 160. That was probably what, like $1,500, you think?
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah, at least. Maybe more than that.
Definitely.
So you could buy your way out of the draft. In 1865... four conspirators in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln were hanged. If you ever go to Washington D.C., which I encourage everybody to do for a whole lot of reasons, go to Ford Theater, and you'll see how small it was, and how obviously Lincoln was gone. I mean, his heart was still beating, but his pupils were enlarged and not equal. He was brain dead. And they shot him. He was shot in the back of the head, point blank. They took him across the street. I don't even know that his heart was still beating, but they basically needed to keep him at least in theory alive until they could see where everybody was and find out how large the conspiracy was. Nasty time in American history. You can actually see the broken glass in the portrait of George Washington that Booth knocked over. John Wilkes Booth knocked over when he jumped from the... Balcon, do you remember what he said? Justin, this is a chance for you to shine for your history teacher.
Oh, man, it's been too long.
Death to tyrants.
Ah.
Yeah? There you go. Hid out in a barn in Pennsylvania. Okay, in 1898, William McKinley signed the Newlands Resolution annexing Hawaii as a territory of the United States. Long time ago, 1898. When you come to New York and you go to Times Square, you can go and see this. In 1907, on this day, Florence Ziegfeld Jr. staged his first Follies on the Roof of the New York Theater in New York City. And there's actually a tour, which I took, about the Times Square and what the buildings used to be and the burlesque houses. And Ziegfeld actually had, I think he was the first one, and then somebody else did one on a rooftop garden, and the second one actually had cows in it, because they wanted to make it look bucolic. I know, trivia, right? In 1928, sliced bread was sold. Sorry, let's start again. In 1928, on this day, sliced bread was sold for the first time by the Chillicothe Baking Company of Chillicothe, Missouri. It was on the inventor's 48th birthday. So, without that, we would not be able to say the best idea since sliced bread. Before that, no sliced bread. You just kind of grabbed it. And now, of course, we're back to unsliced bread. It's much hipper. So, full circle. In 1930, on this day, Henry J. Kaiser begins construction of the Boulder Dam, now known as the Hoover Dam. And if you've never, that's, I think, one of the eight wonders of the modern world. You can actually go down in an elevator underneath the dam. Not my favorite thing to do, a little claustrophobic person here. On this day, also in 1930, Arthur Conan Doyle created, what do you think he created, Justin?
Sherlock Holmes.
Well done. So this was the day he died, actually. In 1954, Elvis Presley made his radio debut when WHBQ in Memphis played his first recording for Sun Records, That's All Right. And you could actually go to Memphis and see Sun Records. On this day in 1958, Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the Alaska Statehood Act into law. Seward's Folly. In 1981, on this day, Ronald Reagan appoints Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female member of the Supreme Court of the United States from Phoenix. She did a great job. In 1985, Boris Becker became the youngest player ever to win Wimbledon at 17 years old. Makes you feel like you haven't done very much, right, Justin? You know,
wow,
he can win it at 17. Yeah. All right. The news today is not as cheerful. There was the shooting in Minnesota. Not a very good thing. This is one of those tragic stories that we've been kind of following on and off, which is Chicago. Now, remember, this is essentially we're just past halfway in the year, right? Just past the halfway mark. Chicago has 2,000 shooting victims this year. Chicago has turned into the Chicago of Prohibition. I mean, I don't know that anybody, they're saying it's gangs, but I don't understand exactly what's going on in Chicago. I mean, it's gotten very bloody. It's something that people have been talking about for a long time. Let's see if there's anything in the story that gives us some hint about what is actually causing all this violence. They say a war among criminals rages in the third largest city over the weekend. So it was just barely that into the first of the year. In all of last year, just under 3,000 people were victims of gun violence. So they're already 2/3 of the way through, and we're only halfway through the year. So I'm sure it's going to surpass it. They're saying that 319 of those people have been killed, a 50% increase over this period last year. And they're not. They're saying that the police are trying to become more aggressive, hoping to decrease violence. They said that the level of violence over the holiday weekend was unacceptable. But they're saying the city's fireworks display, lakefront, and transit stations remain safe. So I don't know what that means. They're saying that we're looking at repeat offenders. We have too many guns in the streets of Chicago and too many people willing to use them. Not good. All right, 855-993-7569. On a somewhat, I suppose, happier note, medical marijuana use, it saying lowers the use of prescription drugs. There you go. That seems sensible to me. And they're trying to grow veggies on submarines. Let's go for it. 855 888-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we were talking about, I just mentioned in the news today that they're now beginning to track medical marijuana because it's not very difficult to get funding for those kinds of studies at this moment because everybody's, I mean, both sides are interested in seeing what legalizing marijuana is doing right? And we know that there was a study out that came out last week that said that their kids under 18 are not using marijuana now that it's available, which doesn't surprise me as a psychologist at all. Once you take away the forbidden part of it, who cares? And the medical marijuana, they're saying, uses that is linked to lower prescription drug use, which means presumably lower prescription drug abuse as well. So when we put the question up, have you ever had any weird or odd side effects from over-the-counter medications, it was not in response to marijuana. It was in response to Benadryl, because about 2 weeks ago, there were two studies that came out within a day of each other that said that long-term usage of Benadryl, which is an over-the-counter, you don't need a prescription for Benadryl, that over-the-counter medication, the use, prolonged use of Benadryl, seemed to predispose to dementia. And they thought, well, you know, maybe it's just short-term because Benadryl, for example, is used by a lot of people for sleep. You know, and it's in, the original use of Benadryl was in an antihistamine. And very effective at that, but it made people very sleepy, so they would take it at night. And then what people decided, not only consumers, but pharmacologists decided, well, you know, whatever it is in Benadryl that's active, we can put in other medications. So as a result, Tylenol PM, Advil PM, and ZzzQuil all use Benadryl. That's their primary active ingredient. And all of a sudden, I mean, we all thought it was benign because you could buy it over the counter. You didn't need a prescription. And it turns out that it may have these grievous side effects. I mean, dementia. You're talking about serious stuff with your little brain, as Woody Allen says, his second favorite organ. So the issue is, and I just thought we would do kind of this informal poll. Have you ever had side effects from over-the-counter medication? And I shared with y'all that I had taken NyQuil once. I awakened in the middle of the night and was all congested and couldn't go back to sleep. And I remember that I had some NyQuil in my travel kit. So I drank it, you know, just a little bit. I took a swig and was awake with heart palpitations and serious anxiety for the rest of the night, which is very unusual since NyQuil is used, it makes everybody else sleepy. And when I got up in the morning, I thought, and it knocks me out as well. So I got up in the morning, out of this little anxious thing, and it may even been in the middle of the night, I looked at the expiration date on the NyQuil, and it was like a decade before that. Because I'm one of those incredibly, thank heavens, healthy people, so I didn't use it very often. And I don't know about you guys in travel kits, but I just leave stuff in there and then, you know, replenish it when I use it up. And obviously I hadn't been sick when I traveled. And apparently whatever it is in NyQuil, it distills, you know. Instead of 10-year-old brandy, it was 10-year-old NyQuil. And the rebound was awful. So I just thought, well, okay, let's see if anybody has gotten any odd effects from over-the-counter medications. Justin, have you ever gotten any weird responses from over-the-counter medications?
I really try not to ever take allergy medicine, even though I do get, you know, seasonal allergies from grasses and things, pollen.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like a zombie.
Yeah, I'm with you. Although, they now have DayQuil. And they have, one of the allergy medications, which is over-the-counter, pseudoephedrine in it, which is, will make you jumpy. So there's one of them that does. But I agree. I take as little medication as possible. I just, not a good idea. Because I have unpredictable effects from almost everything. So I agree. All right, what else we got? Let's see what folks have said, yeah.
Yeah, well, Jackie comments, Zyrtec allergy medicine turns my 9-year-old into a raging hormone. Very weepy and grumpy kiddo.
Wow. Well, you bring up a really, really, really good point here, which is medication for kids. And all of a sudden they're now saying, I think, that you don't give, like, aspirin to a kid under the age of, I don't know, 5 now, that they're revising the issues about medication and kids all of the time. So when in doubt, less is more. And what I tend to do, which I'm sure someone is going to call up and yell at me, is if it says take 2, I'll take 1 to make sure I'm okay. And then just because I know my own body, I tend to overreact to stuff. So, all right, So there, she said, what was it that she was giving him? Zyrtec. Okay, what else we got?
Soul says, too many. Seizures, tremors, hallucinations, tolerance, addiction, withdrawals, all from anti-anxiety and antidepressant medications.
Okay, but understand, those are there's no medication with the possibility of St. John Wort, which most Americans don't view as a medication. Those are prescription drugs, and there is let me just say categorically that there is no such thing as a drug without side effects. And the question is, how do you balance the side effects? But the antipsychotic medication in general, anything having to do with schizophrenia, with depression, with anxiety, is by definition, those are going to affect your brain, right? And in fact, almost everything crosses the blood-brain barrier anyway. But those in particular are specifically designed to affect your brain. So you need, let me just say one thing about prescription medication, which isn't actually what we were talking about here, but let me take the moment to talk about it. You shouldn't put yourself on it. You shouldn't take yourself off of it. And you should talk with your doctor about dosage. And when you talk with your doctor about dosage, if I were you, I would say, let's start with the minimum dosage and then see if it's effective and then go from there. Because you want to take the least you can, not the most you can, because the side effects are quite often exaggerated with higher dosages. But got it. Okay. And quite often, and your doctor will probably be honest with you if it's a good doctor, is that it may take a couple of experiments. I know we hate being think of as lab rats till we get the right dosage, and sometimes combination lower dosage of different medications are synergistic with one another, so you can use lower dosage thereby offsetting some of the side effects if you've used them in conjunction. So all right, what else we got?
Francis says, when I take Advil PM, I end up waking up feeling and looking like I haven't slept for a month. Even though I slept for 9 hours, I have these dreams that aren't bad, but just exhausting.
You know, it's one of those things. I have a weird back that goes out every once in a while, and someone told me a bunch of years ago that the way to deal with back problems is to take 2 Advil, and then, not Advil, Naprosyn, Aleve, to take 2 Aleve, which is double the dosage, and then 1 every 4 hours, and you wipe out the backache. Which it does. However, I hallucinate on it. So the question is how, and I know a lot of people do drugs just to hallucinate. I am not one of them. And they're incredibly vivid. And so it's one of those things. And Aleve used to be a prescription medication and was Naprosyn, is no longer. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind, like talk with me about it, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Yeah, that would be a good thing to. All right, so we were. Can we put up the last? Are we ready? Okay, there you go. All right, you're on the air. Hi. Okay, you're not on the air. We're just having a little technical problem here. Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. One of the other issues that's in the news today, which I didn't really mention just because, because it didn't really have anything to do with anything else, but the Germany has taken a huge step forward in terms of protecting women. They're saying that no means no, even if a victim did not fight back. they basically, people have felt that Germany was behind other developed nations when it comes to its own rape laws. There were a number of sex attacks on women in Germany on New Year's Eve. So there's a huge majority of this week, earlier today, that passed this new law that says no means no. And apparently people stood up and cheered. The new law classifies groping as a sex crime, and it makes it easier to prosecute assaults committed by large groups. It also makes it easier to deport migrants who commit sex offenses. Under the previous law, victims should have defended themselves for an act to constitute rape, which is really, really, really awful. Because quite often the rapist threatens the woman, "I will kill you," and either with a weapon that's obvious or a weapon that's hidden, and the implication. And by and large, while it's not true that all men are heavier and stronger and bigger than all women, that in general, that men, you guys have testosterone, makes your muscles bigger. So it turns out that in Germany, at least, saying no was not sufficient to find the defendant guilty. And there was no attempt to actually define what constituted consent. So that meant that a lot of rapists got away with it. They're saying that in 2014, there were at least 107 cases of women's counseling centers that they felt that guys got away with rape. Sexual assaults had been committed against the victim's unambiguous will, which had been communicated verbally to the perpetrator, that either the charges were not filed or there was no court conviction. The law placed too much focus on whether the victim resisted and did not reflect real-life scenarios. Only 1 in 10 rapes is reported in Germany, obviously, if the law doesn't really help you out much. Of those, the conviction rate's only 10%. I mean, think about it. That means 1 in 100 rapes ever comes to trial and is ever convicted. 1 in 100. And that's probably conservative. The change in law will help increase the number of victims who choose to press charges, lower the number of criminal prosecutions that are shelved, and ensure sexual assaults are properly punished. They will take into account both physical and verbal clues from the victim when assessing whether rape took place. Saying no could prove a lack of consent and therefore rape. And they're saying that, Germany obviously was just, clear, very far behind where everybody else was. There was actually a case where a woman whose name was Lofink actually had a video when she was, and the video was saying, stop it, and no. Not only were the men cleared, it was more than one man cleared of wrongdoing, but she was fined basically $27,000 for falsely testifying. They're saying that it basically is the same as the Stanford University sexual assault furor in the United States. Okay, so there we go. There is actually some progress being made. Alrighty, Justin, how are we doing here?
Hey, we're doing better. We have a question from the email.
Okay. Why don't you read it to me?
We had Peter ask, "I'm a gay man and recently met a guy on the internet dating site. He's an army guy waiting to retire and return home. We texted quite a bit before he requested me to send him money and a cell phone."
Whoa!
Yeah, to his base overseas. At this point, I ceased all communication with him. Was I too hasty?
No.
Should I have given him a chance?
No.
I feel terrible that I didn't give him the phone.
No.
I just got nervous, and then he requested things so early in the game.
Okay. Anybody who's done any online dating will tell you that this is a very common scenario. All right? And it sounds like you found him online. And a lot of the reputable dating services now have a fraud division because it was becoming so widespread, that will send you an email saying that this guy may have contacted you. All right, so let's go through this issue. Let's go through it not only for you, Peter, but for everybody, because it's not a gay dating issue. It's an online dating issue. And you can even argue it's a dating issue, but it's much more ubiquitous online than it is in person. So here's a stranger who seems very charming. Let me give you a couple of clues that this person is very likely not legit. is that they will have a long paragraph telling you both about them and how wonderful you are and how you're exactly what they've always wanted, and they're, you know, they're on this site, but they're going to stop being on this site because they finally found you. All right, let me just give you some clues about that. When people are doing online dating, they don't write novels, right? And if they're writing novels, and you'll also quite often find, this is not uniformly true, but not unusually true, that you'll find all sorts of either grammatical errors or spelling errors, because very likely someone who's cribbed from something else, or it's someone who may not even speak English. All right, so the idea being that if something's too good to be true, number one, believe it's too good to be true. So people who write long, involved letters, you're talking about internet to a stranger, so be suspicious. Second of all, people who tell you that you're exactly what they've always been looking for, they're going to stop dating anybody else, be suspicious. You haven't met this person yet, and while you may be a great typist, they still haven't met you. Number three, asking for any personal data, and certainly including your bank account. And number four, they will figure out a scenario, and you can often see it coming. They're in a foreign country, and either someone stole their passport and all their money, or there's a medical emergency, or their mother is sick, or they want to come and visit you, but they, you know, that their funds are tied up for the next month. Anything that implies that this, not implies, that suggests that this person needs money from you, and if, because the two of you are now soulmates, you should send it. You don't give money to strangers. If you want to give money away, give it to your favorite political candidate or to your favorite charity. Do not give it to somebody who purports to be the love of your life. Because even if it's real, which it's not, you don't want to start a relationship that's based on financial dependency. So even if it's real, which I guarantee you it's not, this person, once they get the money, they're going to disappear. They're going to come visit you, or the next, you know, that they're just about to be able, there's always some reason why they can't meet you now. That they're in another country, or that they're, you know, in a job that does a lot of traveling and they're not going to be there yet, but they look forward to seeing you, and it's always somewhere down in the future, and then the issue about money comes up. Any stranger who asks you for money should be instantly suspect. So, no, you didn't give up too soon. No, you shouldn't have sent them money. And my basic rule of thumb, I am not against internet dating at all. I think it really can increase the pool size of just other than people you meet. But date within a 25-mile radius of where you live, because long-distance relationships, once you know somebody, are difficult. Getting to know somebody when it's long-distance, almost impossible. So don't do it. Don't put yourself in that kind of dilemma to begin with. So within a 25-mile radius, I would suggest that you don't email somebody more than maybe a week or two at most before you meet, because you don't know who that person is, you don't know what the picture that picture is real, you don't even know it's the same sex, you don't know anything about it. And there are a huge number of scams that are really dependent on essentially exploiting lonely people. And I would argue that anybody who's looking online for a date is basically saying, you know, I'm lonesome, which is not a bad thing. Human beings are lonesome, and that's an okay thing to do. But use your head. Understand that you don't want to put yourself in a position of vulnerability. All you want to do is meet a nice person to spend some time with. And meeting them is the crucial part. So they have to be within a certain geographical radius. They have to be available. They have to be willing to meet you. And if they're not, and especially if they're not and they're asking for money, understand it is a scam. All right? Don't feel at all guilty about it. And if I were you, I'd get in touch with the dating service and report them. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an
an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we've got a bunch of movies that come out this week, and of course their single shared goal is to lose Dory. Finding Dory has been the number one movie for 3 weeks in a row, has made scads of money, has broken all sorts of records, and the question is, are any of these movies likely to upset Dory? So I'll go through them and then we can figure this out. All right, the one that is most likely, I suspect, to upset Dory is The Secret Life of Pets, which is animation, has to do, obviously, with animals. This has to do with dogs, essentially, mostly. It's by the folks who did Minions, and in fact, they have a small Minions short, which I love the idea of having these little short movies before the before the main movie. I think that's really kind of fun. So this one has got it's got talents that some are well known, some are not. Louis C.K. is in it. Kevin Hart is in it. Albert Brooks seems to be making. I mean, he's in Dory already, and he's in this one as well. All right. The story is that that Max is a terrier, and it's kind of a misnomer. It's not really about the secret life of pets, because the idea is, I think the posters say, "Do you know what your pet's doing when you're at work?" And that isn't exactly what's going on here. The deal is that we've got Max, who's a terrier, who says he has a wonderful relationship with his owner, and she brings home Duke. And so Max is now very threatened and decides Duke, he got to get rid of Duke at any cost. And that's plot number one. Plot number two is that they sort of go out exploring and get caught by the ubiquitous pest control, which seems that the dog catchers seem to be the bad guys in all animated movies having anything to do with animals. And then everybody else has to look for them. And so we've got, I went into this one thinking, and there's some genuinely funny things in it, number one. Number two, the animators really do have a sense of how animals move, because animals obviously don't talk, but they do have personalities, and they do move in different ways, and I thought they did a great job of that. I saw it with a movie screening room full of kids who just love this one. It's 90 minutes as opposed to Finding Dory, which is just under 2 hours. I'm a great fan of shorter is better. This one, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because it's the same. It's not as classy as the voice talents are not as well known as Finding Dory. But it's not bad, and it is funny, and we'll see. So I think if any movie has a chance of beaching Dory, it's probably The Secret Life of Pets. Not bad. I gave it 3.5 stars. Okay. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. I went in, with gnashing of teeth. And again, this was funnier than I expected it to be. It's incredibly crude, and I'm not sure why we have to have crude movies, but I guess we'll see whether or not this movie makes any money. It stars Zac Efron and Adam Devine as two brothers who are raunch fest. And the first part of the movie shows how they behave at weddings, which I just thought was hilarious. Crude, rude, tacky. It is rated R. And then the idea is that their sister, who's getting married, says, you have to find dates. And they say, well, no, I think it's against the law to have dates for a wedding, isn't it? I mean, so... There's some genuinely funny things in it. They decide to go online and advertise for dates. And the collage of their dating disasters is hilarious. They then eventually, Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza, who are raunch fests of their own, decide to stage an accidental meeting. So they get invited, as they point out, for a free trip to Hawaii. And then the question is, who can be raunchier? I think Zac Efron is the real deal. I think he's funny. I think he's smart. I think he's eye candy. The question I have is whether there will ever be a Zac Efron movie in the next decade where he doesn't have some excuse to take off his shirt. This one he certainly does. I give this one, I think, 3.5 stars as well. And it's surprisingly funny. The end doesn't work as well because they decide to become sort of sentimental and charming. And, of course, sentimental and charming after you've watched... what is it? This is 96 minutes. So you've watched about an hour of raunch, the last 15 minutes being sentimental. Of the movies I've reviewed so far, Captain Fantastic is by far and away the best. It probably will not do much business. It stars Viggo Mortensen and George MacKay as his son, as a father with 6 kids that he's raising, kind of a survivalist, and their mom is off in an institution and actually suicide. So it's not exactly cheerful, but they decide that they're going to go and bring her remains back. This is a movie. The best part about this movie is how smart all the kids are. That Viggo, as a dad, is wonderful in this. All the kids have different personalities. They are not twee or precious in this one. The opening scene, I will tell you, because a couple of people walked out, is the oldest son, George MacKay, killing a deer. But the idea is that they're killing it for meat. And these are smart kids who are homeschooled and know lots of stuff. And I thought it was a really smart, touching, interesting, offbeat movie. And one of the issues of the movie, which I really did like, is that the kids have grown up in this very protected environment where they think they know a lot, and what they realize is they actually don't, in terms of dealing with the outside world. It's not Little Miss Sunshine, but it has some aspects of that. I thought it was really smart and very well done and worth seeing, so it probably won't do any business at all because I liked it, whatever happens. The Cell is based on a Stephen King novel, it referred to cell phones as the devil's intercom. It's got John Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson in it. That a signal causes apocalyptic change, where John Cusack is an estranged father and husband and tries to get home to his wife. Samuel L. Jackson is his kind of partner, and how they get across the landscape where somehow the technology has turned everybody into mob mentality. Interesting notion. Norman Lear, Just Another Version of You, looks at, obviously, Norman Lear. This is a fascinating time capsule of really one of the geniuses of television, including All in the Family, their interviews with Bea Arthur, John Amos, how much his perspective influenced how we think about really everything. So Norman Lear, Just Another Version of You, is terrific. Sells interesting. Captain Fantastic is probably the best movie if you're not looking at documentary. But the threat to Dory will very likely, if it comes at all, come from The Secret Life of Pets. More information at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.